Tuesday marks the kickoff of Keep the Wreath Green, a fire safety campaign involving Escambia County Fire Rescue, Pensacola Fire Department, and departments in Santa Rosa County. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Each year, on average, about 400 people die and 16,000 others are injured in holiday fires, according to the U.S. Fire Administration. Property damages total around $1 billion, and that's where Keep the Wreath Green comes in.
It's a method to put a visual indicator of fire safety during an important time of the year, the holidays.
David Allen is Pensacola Fire Marshal. During the month-long campaign, five-foot wreaths will be on display at fire stations in Escambia and Santa Rosa, along with other locations in the two counties.
As there are residential home fires during the holiday season where families are displaced, we changed one green bulb to a red bulb. And of course, the goal is to keep the wreath green with no red bulbs. And in the event that there is a fire and someone is no longer able to live in their home, then others can see the red bulb and hopefully reminds them to be a little more safe.
Nine fires were reported in Escambia County during last year's campaign. While the goal is keeping as few red bulbs on the wreaths as possible, Lieutenant Dan Ackerman at Escambia Fire Rescue says it's a matter of putting off as long as they can what they concede to be inevitable. He adds that the most common cause of a home fire this time of year is a faulty or misused space heater.
A lot of times they forget to do one of two things. A, they either put it too close to the items and they need to have about 3 feet of space away from anything combustible, or they overuse it and they leave it on when they're either going to sleep or when they leave the room. And those are big no-nos because if you're not in there to monitor it, you don't know if it's having a problem.
Another hazard is the improper use of extension cords and the daisy chaining of multiple Christmas lights. Pensacola Fire Marshal David Allen says always check the instructions.
In the packaging, there's information from the manufacturer on how to properly use and plug in Christmas lighting. Most people just open it up and just immediately go use it and don't take a few minutes to be sure and use it properly. They also will have a tag that's on the end where you plug it into the socket. Those you can read, they'll have information.
The open flame of a holiday candle is another cause of seasonal fires in the home. First, candles should only be lit in occupied rooms. Second, use candles with a wide base or holder. And third, keep them away from children and pets.
I've actually been to two fires in my career. One was in a restroom, in a bathroom, where a cat jumped up and knocked a candle over. And another one was in the living room where a dog had knocked a candle over. So it's real important to try to keep those in a place that they're stable and can't be knocked over.
For many, a live tree is the symbol of Christmas, but it can also be the home's most dangerous fire hazard. Allen says rule number one is keeping it hydrated by checking the water level every day.
Sometimes when the gifts and the tree skirt get around the base of the tree, then you're not able to actually see the reservoir for the water. So you have to take the time to get down there and be sure that that is staying watered and that the tree doesn't dry out. And then as soon as you take the tree down, then you need to dispose of that.
And when that time comes, there will be locations in Pensacola and Escarosa to bring the trees for disposal. With the holidays' increased fire threat, it's essential that all safety equipment is in good working order, including a fire extinguisher that's in the green.
Check the gauge to make sure it's in the green. You want to locate it in the egress path, somewhere near a door exiting the house. Many times that's the laundry room area. People walk through their laundry room as they leave the home.
Also make sure to check your smoke alarms, replacing the batteries or even the entire alarm if necessary. Escambia Fire Rescue's Dan Ackerman also suggests developing an escape plan for the family, taking extra care for children and seniors.
You need two ways out of every room of your house. The first is typically through the front door or back door. And then if you can't find a second doorway out, use a window. And usually the hallway is a generic for all the bedrooms. And then usually one of the windows is the backup for each of those bedrooms.
Daily safety tips during the Keep the Wreath Green in December can be found at PensacolaFire.com and at KeepTheWreathGreen.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.